And I'm very thankful that very early in my Christian life, when I got baptized at the age of 21, I began to see, the Lord showed me that looking unto Jesus is the secret of the Christian life. And I began to study the life of Jesus from the beginning, how He lived. Let me show you some things that I saw, some of which I've said before. The first thing you read about Jesus is in Matthew chapter 2, where, do you know the very first time Jesus appears in Scripture? Does it interest you, the first time Jesus appears in Scripture, what people did? The first time Jesus appears in Scripture is Matthew 2, verse 8. Verse 11. Matthew 2, verse 11. The kings, magi from the east came and they saw the child Jesus. And immediately they fell to the ground and worshipped Him. That's the thing I wanted to stress. The first time Jesus appears in Scripture, people fell down and worshipped Him. I said, Lord, I never want to forget that. Matthew's gospel begins with this. He was only a child, but the first time Jesus appears in Scripture, they fell down and worshipped Him. I want to be a worshipper till the end of my life. Little things in Scripture, if you read carefully, you'll find it. What is the last thing mentioned in Matthew chapter 28? In Matthew's gospel, the last thing mentioned about Jesus when they saw Him for the last time. Matthew 28 verse 16, they went to the Mount of Olives where Jesus was going to go up to heaven. Matthew 28 verse 16, and they saw Him and they worshipped Him. Praise the Lord. That is how Matthew's gospel begins. That's how Matthew's gospel ends. That's how I want my life to begin every day. That's how I want my life to end every day. That's how I want my whole life to be. Of worshipping Jesus, falling down before Him, inwardly I mean, always bowing before Him with my own face in the dust, spiritually, inwardly. Lord, I am nothing. I don't want to be known. I don't want to be quoted. I don't want anybody to know my name. I don't want anybody to know who I am. I want to be a worshiper. I don't want anything in me to hinder people from seeing Your glory. Do you have that desire? Do you want to be prominent in the church? Or prominent to be known by others? God have mercy on you. You are a stumbling block to Jesus Christ. Okay. So the first thing I learned about Jesus and how God's care for Jesus is in Matthew chapter 2. When Herod wanted to kill Him, when He was a helpless baby, it's a lesson for us because sometimes we are helpless in some situations and people want to harm us. There's a message here for you. Some of you say, I'm so poor, I don't have any influence, I don't know any big shots who can help me in this difficult situation, I don't know any cabinet ministers or IAS officers or police officers or anybody to influence me. I'm a poor person. I don't have any influential person I know. Wonderful. Here is somebody like that. The child Jesus. More helpless than you. He was a child. And somebody wanted to kill Him. Is anybody here who somebody wants to kill you? I don't think so. He was a helpless child. And the biggest king of that area wanted to kill Him. He had no hope. You think it can happen? Impossible. Because God is watching over Him. The angel of the Lord, verse 19 of chapter 2, appeared to dream Joseph and said, take up the child and go. In verse 13 and 14. Go to Egypt. Take up the child. Go to Egypt. Matthew 2:13. But there are people trying to destroy this child. So Joseph took the child and went that night itself to Egypt. And Herod came. And like they say, the bird had flown. wasn't there. I've experienced this myself. When people tried to raid my house with the police, the bird had flown. I wasn't there. I never knew about it. Just like Jesus didn't know. It's wonderful to have experiences like this. When people who hate you want to harm you, but there's a God in heaven watching, who's planned and who's smarter than all those enemies of yours. And they can't touch you because your hour has not yet come. This is the example we have in Jesus when he was helpless. And if you're a helpless person, here's your example, that you have a Father in heaven who is watching out to all the people who are scheming, trying to harm you and hurt you. Maybe you've got some believers trying to harm you and hurt you. There were religious people who were trying to harm me and hurt me. It could be like that for you. It doesn't matter. You can't outwit God. You can't outsmart God. It's a wonderful comfort to know, to look at Jesus as your example. And this is the first example of Jesus that we are given as a baby. It's good, because when he was older, he could take care of himself in many ways. What could he do when he was a child? An example for all helpless believers, that there's a God in heaven, if he's your Father. He plans and cares for you in things that you don't even know. What other people are trying to do to you or plan against you doesn't make the slightest difference. You can sleep peacefully at night. Like the psalmist says, even if an army encamps around me, I will not fear. Because the Lord is like a wall of fire round about. The next thing I want you to see is in Luke chapter 2. You know, this was as a baby. Now I'll show you Jesus as a young boy. In Luke chapter 2, it says about Jesus when he was coming back from the temple at the age of 12. It says in verse 51 that Jesus went down with Joseph and Mary, his earthly guardians, and he came to Nazareth. And he continued in subjection to them. That's the next thing we read about Jesus. And that continued till the age of 30. Joseph may have died 10, 12 years earlier. But Mary was there, and he continued in subjection till the age of 30. Because we read in Matthew 4 that he left Nazareth only when he was 30 years old, and then he set up his home in Capernaum. He continued in subjection for 30 years. That's the next thing. What does it mean to walk in Jesus' footsteps, to look unto Jesus as our example, and to run the race? This is the better thing, remember, that God has provided for us. It's not doctrine. It's not just an external life. It's an inner attitude. He continued in subjection to imperfect parents. That's the thing to see here. Just like many of you are subject to an imperfect boss in your office. Do any of you have perfect bosses in your office? I'm sure the answer is no. Why do you subject yourself to them? Money. Money. That's why. But at home, you don't get any money by subjecting yourself to imperfect parents, right? So you can argue at home. My parents are imperfect. Why should I listen to them? They don't know as much as I do. You wouldn't do that for one day in your office. But their money is involved. You know how much you love money? That's why children who will gladly submit as they grow up, young adults, will gladly submit to imperfect bosses, will not submit to imperfect parents. They're very smart. I know more than my parents. Don't you think Jesus knew more than Joseph and Mary? Think of children who despised their parents, like Noah's son Ham despised his father, and even his Ham's son was cursed. Do you think Jesus saw many imperfections in Joseph and Mary? Do you think Joseph and Mary would sometimes yell and scream at each other? What do you think? Any Roman Catholics here who believe that they never yelled and screamed at each other? Immaculate Mary, immaculate Joseph. I'm sorry, they were not immaculate. They were not perfect. They were old covenant believers who were defeated by sin. They were anxious, they grumbled, they murmured, they got angry, they lost their temper, everything. And they offered animals in the temple to get their sins forgiven. Jesus saw that. And he never sinned. He had four brothers who irritated him, he never sinned. Imagine growing up in a home as a perfect boy and seeing all your brothers and sisters sinning, imperfect, and your father and mother also sinning, and not despising them. Wow! That's my example. That is my example whom I follow. This is the better thing that God has provided for us in the new covenant, that I can be 100 times better than those believers, and yet I will not despise them.